to share with you from the prophet Ezekiel. And out of the 18th chapter, I'll read verses 1 through 4, then I'll jump to verse 30 through 32. Supporting scriptures this morning coming from 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, Revelation 6 and 17 that you've already heard in your hearing. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, beginning at verse 1. The word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, What mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. As I live, said the Lord God, ye shall have occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Verse 30. Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, said the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, said the Lord God. Wherefore, turn yourselves and live ye. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Revelation 6 and 17. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use the thought of subject this morning. When I stand before God, I'll be on my own. When I stand before God, I'll be on my own. Hallelujah. It's your season. Today just might be your day. Hallelujah. In fact, we are all blessed this morning. And it is a season of blessings because God is a God that blesses us over and over again. How many of you realize that you're blessed this morning? How many of you are thankful this morning that you're blessed? How many of you want to show God that I thank you, God, that you blessed me? Started me on another day's journey. Made everything work out for my good. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Are there any praisers in the house this morning? Somebody come to tell God, for God I'll live, and for the Lord God I will die. Is there anybody in the house? Hallelujah, Jesus. That come to give God a hallelujah praise. It's your season. It's your season. It's your season. Yeah. And because of that, we owe God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It just feels better when you let God have his way. It feels better when you just let the Lord know that, Lord, I just want to thank you. I'm not worried about what my neighbor is going through or whether my neighbor come to praise you or not, but I come to praise you for what you've done for me. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're not here to do God a favor this morning, but you're here because of the glory and the mercy, the love of God. God that looked beyond our faults and blessed us anyhow. A God that loved us so much that he allowed his son to die for us. A God that allowed us to get up one more time this morning. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. I wonder, are we aware of just what a blessing it is this morning to still be counted amongst the living? Oh, glory be to God. We think of all the sickness in the land, all the sickness that are part of the household of faith. Who wouldn't serve a God that blesses and heals and keeps and sustains? And even though we have loved ones going through, we know that they're in the hand of a mighty God that is able to carry them through. So we thank God this morning. That should be part of why we are here, to give our God praises. For it is Him that have allowed us to be assembled in this place and to share His love one with another. And after coming this morning, we've prayed, we've sang, we've had testimonies of His goodness, and we just realize that it's a joy when we are able to come together and unite with one another, exalting and magnifying the name of the Lord, and realizing that even though I praise Him all by myself, it's good that I can praise Him with my brothers and my sisters. It's good that God will allow us a chance to come together, because the Bible says that we shouldn't forsake assembling one with another. So that lets us know this morning that we are on point when we come to the house of God and we share the love of Jesus one with another. One of the things that we all have in common is that God loved us so much that He gave His life, He suffered, He bled, and He died for our unrighteousness and for our sins. There's not an individual in the house this morning that can say that they are beyond sin, because we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. And the Bible declared that we still have all fallen short of God's glory. Anybody in here do everything right? No need of telling that lie. Anybody in here know that there are times, even though you got good intention, that you still may fall along the way? That there are times when you prayed to God and said, Lord, I want You to lead and direct my path. And somewhere along the journey, you began to get your eyes off of Jesus, get your mind on something else. And something might pull you to the right or pull you to the left. But you need something to sort of hold you in the row. Anybody heard somebody say that there comes a time you got to stay in your own lane? Well, I don't know about you, but when you're traveling up and down the dangerous highway, you may have your thing under control, but you have to look at the others and make sure you're going to stay over there where you're supposed to be. See, sometimes you got to understand you can't control nothing but what you got. So you don't have no control of that individual to your right or to your left. And how many of you along the way have ever seen them sort of move over a little bit? And then you didn't have to see them. How many of you have ever moved over just a little bit, realize that you done got out your lane and you better get back in your lane? When you're out of your lane, you can cause some trouble. When you're out of your lane, you can cause an accident. When you're out of your lane, you can get all confused, and even an anxiety attack may jump on you. Did anybody ever realize that you got to trust God even while you're riding up and down the dangerous highway? It's not all of the other folks. Sometimes you got to think, Lord, help me. Let me stay alert. We always worried about somebody else, but you ought to be concerned about yourself. All of us need the Lord our God, and all of us got to understand that when Jesus died, gave His life for you and for myself, and because He did that, if we believe in that, the Bible said that we should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, in order for us to do that, all we got to do is confess with our mouth and believe in our hearts that the Word of God says that if we believe it and we confess it, then we shall be saved. We tend to put salvation in a class where people begin to believe that it's unattainable, but I beg to differ this morning, because sometimes the folk put too much emphasis on what you got to do when all you got to do is trust and believe. confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died. And then you got to understand and accept the fact that he died for your wrongdoings. He died for my wrongdoings. He died for Daryl's wrongdoings. Now, when you look and you examine the lives of each individual, every one of us got some wrong in our life. And his wrong may be different from my wrong, and my wrong may be different from his wrong. But the Bible declared that all unrighteousness is sin. So how can you say that you are better than I am because all you do is cuss a little bit? But my brother over here, he tell a whole lot of lies. But what about those that backstabbing and those that are judging and those that always got your mouth in somebody else's business? Anybody in here need to get up out of somebody else's business and mind your own? I'm talking to somebody in here. I didn't write it down and God didn't just give it to me for nothing. So we are here again because God has blessed us, because God is a merciful God, because we owe God something this morning. United as the body of Christ, many members, but yet one body. And we all commanded to love one another. And if given the opportunity, not only love one another, but to help one another along the way. It's a good thing when we can say this morning that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, because what I believe is that when that's your story, you have a personal relationship with God. We read in the Bible where it states that out of all of your getting, get an understanding. And we need to know where our strength comes from. We need to try to understand and live every day according to God's will and not what we necessarily want to do. Jesus said that he come not only that we would have life, but that we might have it more abundantly. So God don't want the least for us. God wants the best for us. And our text even teaches us that he has no pleasure in the death of him that dies a spiritual death. He realizes and he knows, because we all are going to die a physical death unless he comes beyond our death. But we also got to understand that the dangerous thing is to die a spiritual death. For when you die a spiritual death, that's just saying that you're dying as an unbeliever. You're dying as a transgressor. You're dying as one that are so stubborn and so hard-headed that you refuse to repent and ask the Lord to forgive you of your wrongdoings. There's not an individual in here that can be so holy and sanctified to think that you got where you are all by yourself. Because if you claim salvation, I'm saved by the grace of God, not by any of our merits. So that lets us know that your good deed didn't save you. Coming to church does not save you. Paying tithes and offering does not save you. Just being on the choir, being in this church robe does not save you. So you can preach and say the word of God and not still be saved. But you better hope and pray that there's something down on the inside of you, that you got a connection with the power of the life source. Do you know the life source this morning? That life source never ever will die because of the blood of the Lamb. And I thank God for the fact that the blood has never lost its power. That blood ought to inspire us to love one another to a point to where we ought to let our light shine before men. One of the problems we have as a people, whether in the faith community or those that are walking in the street, is that we don't want to accept responsibility for our actions. We tend to want to pass the buck. Always somebody else's fault. Always making excuses to justify our irresponsibility. There are those of us in here that would like to say, they didn't tell me that. There are those that might even say, Rem K don't preach that kind of gospel. But I come to tell you that don't just take what I say to be word. Look and listen, read. And when you read the word of God for yourself, then you can't say Rem K, Rem John, Reverend. Nobody told you nothing that was not in the word. Because if you read the word, then you know what the word of God says. And if you hear something that you don't necessarily agree with, all you got to do is let it out. That there are a whole lot of things that you ought to keep in that you let out anyhow. Yeah. We have the mindset that you can say what you want to say, but I'm going to hear what I want to hear. I'm going to do what I want to do. And I cannot make you do anything. As we continue to pass the buck, we realize that there are those of us that need to refrain from being in a state of denial. Some of us realize, and we know that we are a mess, but we won't admit it to nobody, not even ourselves. There are times when we know we need a helping hand along the way. But we like to say that it wasn't my fault, that if it hadn't been for Susie, then I wouldn't have fell down in the dirt. But maybe I should have got my eyes off Susie and kept my eyes on the Lord, and then I wouldn't have fell in the same trap Susie was walking in. So you better watch who you follow and who you connect up with. Because everybody that they say that they love you don't love you. Everybody that say that they love God don't love God. Anybody saw some folk or heard some folk say that they love God, but they don't even speak to their neighbor? Anybody know some folk that say they love God, but they don't even have a mind to open up your mouth to say good morning or just to say thank you, God, for all the love that you've done? We got to understand this morning that it's not all about us, but it's about the power of a mighty God. We got to understand that while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ died in our stead. He made a way for us, and we must learn how to tell the devil to get behind us. We got to put the devil out of our dwelling place and declare that God's power shall prevail. Some of us, sad to say, we live in some places that are full of hell and going through trouble. But you got to learn how to get that hell out your house. Way to get it out is to pray it out. You got to pray that hell angel out of there. You got to begin to declare that I don't care what you try to throw my way. As for me and my house, we going to serve the Lord. And you might throw something our way, but we got on our whole helmet. We got on our armor. We are ready for whatever you throw our way. Now, how many of you know this morning that just because you are saved or sanctified, that you are not exempt from going through trials or tribulation? How many of you know that just because you say you love the Lord, that there's somebody that don't even like you? How many of you know this morning that just because your testimony is that I am a child of the mighty King and I do all that I can for any and everybody, but there's somebody that still don't like you? That's all right. We got to pray to God and ask God to do the thing that only God can do. We got to know that we need him collectively. We need him universally. We need him to bless all of us. But there are times when we need our God one-on-one. Anybody ever have those occasions where you know you need the Lord all by yourself? I don't want to be so selfish, Daryl, and take your God from you. But right now, I just need God to hear me. Right now, I need God to help me because I want to help somebody, but I can't help nobody when I need help. Anybody hear what I'm talking about? Anybody in here know that you need a closer walk with the Lord? Anybody trying to get that closer walk? Then you got to know that you got to learn how to talk to the Lord our God. You got to know this morning that when you get that one-on-one with God, you got to live and realize that as you live, you ought to have that relationship with the Lord our God. Now, as we live, we also are aware of the fact that we're going to die. Because the Bible declared that it's appointed that the man wants to die after death, the judgment. So now, when we get to the judgment seat of God, who shall be able to stand? Those of you that are standing behind the excuse of what somebody else did or did not do. Regardless of our family tree, regardless of the effects of what we call generational curses, we got to understand that the Bible is going to let us know this morning that you can't continue to use that as an excuse. Now, I know, I heard somebody say, and I've said it on occasion myself, that the apple don't fall too far from the tree. But even though the apple don't fall that far from the tree, that don't mean that I got to be like the tree. Do you understand what I'm saying this morning? Let me make it a little plainer. Just because my daddy got drunk and fought all the time, that don't mean that I got to get drunk. We are so caught up in passing the buck. A lot of us are caught on mom and him didn't do it like that. Mom and him would have said, do it this way or do it that way. Mom and him had some good points. But now mom and him got to answer for mom and him. You got to answer for yourself. Don't get in the judgment seat of God. Mama didn't take me that week, child. Mama left me at home. Well, sometimes mama get tired of keep on knocking on your door. You got to learn how to have a love for the Lord that you want to get up and go to the house of God. Not just going with mama, but how many of you want to go to God all by yourself? Train a child in the way that he should go, and when he get old, he won't depart from it. So if you plant that seed and you plant it right, there may be some time in the midst after they get a little bit older that they go somewhere and sit down, and a lot of time they land there sleep when church is going on, but every now and again somebody got to get up. One of these days, you're going to be already at the church house, and all of a sudden, that child of yours that you've been praying to the Lord God to touch their heart, they're going to come stepping in the door, and they're going to be ready for God, not because you brought them, not because you brought them, but because something touched them down on the inside, and something made them realize that there is a God somewhere. You can't force feed it. Bible said, oh glory. Wherefore God also have exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God and the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So what Paul is saying to the Philippians, and I'm saying to the people of God this morning, is that at the name of Jesus, every one of us need to bow down. Doesn't matter where you are, what you've done, but there's power in that name, Jesus. And if you know that in the name of Jesus, that God will change some things in your life. But I want to let you know that you got to do it for yourself. Every man, every woman got to work out his own soul salvation. You got to maintain God's standards and God's principles for living, and stop being so wicked and sinful and doing things any kind of way. We're surrounded by folk that'll do things any kind of way, and even though you might be a believer, there's still time when you fall along the way. We got believers, and yet we have unbelievers. But the Bible declares, and we look here in the Word of God, that when you get to a place where it seems like you're not getting anywhere, and the enemy is constantly beating you across your head, it's time to talk to the master.
And so the Bible says that if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, come off your high horse. Some of you got too much pride. But if you'd humble yourself and then pray, seek my face, turn from your evil ways. See, going back to that individual that's in denial, we see everybody else's fault, but we just can't see our own. But the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and then pray, seek my face, turn from their evil ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and then will heal their land. Now, we've been praying for our country. We've been praying for the nation. We've been praying for the president. You've been praying for your children and your grandchildren. But what I come to tell you this morning, that if you're going to pray, first of all, humble yourselves. Seek the face of the Lord. Turn from your wicked ways. And the Bible said, God said, then I'll hear you when you send up your supplications to the heavens. I'll hear you when you ask me to do this, that, or the other. I will forgive your sin. I'll heal your land. I'll do the thing that nobody else can do. But what you got to do, you got to get out of that making excuses. Gotta get out of blaming everybody else. Now, Prophet Ezekiel comes to us, tells us this morning that we gotta stop being self-centered. Tells us this morning that the word of the Lord came unto him. The word said, you go and tell the people. What mean ye that you've been using the proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying that the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge? He said, as I live, said the Lord God, ye shall not have occasion anymore to use this proverb in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. So Ezekiel realized that the Lord sent me to deliver a message. The message that Ezekiel sent was that God sent through Ezekiel was to let them know that you need to stop using the same old excuse. Stop talking about if it had not been for what my ancestors did. If it had not been the fact that it was passed down the bloodline. But I want to let you know that I know that you got blood in your veins. I know that there are times that we take on the characteristics of our forefathers. But you got to understand that when you learn who God is for yourself, that the Bible declared that he told Ezekiel, tell him that there's a man that's going to be just. And if you do right and do the lawful things and do the things that are right before God, then everything will work out for your good and you shall live. If you don't begin to serve idol gods, everything is going to work out for your good. If you don't go around and mess with your neighbor's wife, everything will work out for your good. If you don't have any dealing with a woman that is unclean, then everything is good. If you have not oppressed anyone but restored that debt that you owe somebody. When you borrow something, you got to learn how to go and give it back. That's doing what the Lord God would have you to do. If you have something and somebody stand in need and you allow yourself to give them a helping hand, that is what a good man ought to do. If you realize that you never used anybody, you never overcharged anybody, you never walked in out of the statutes of God, then that's what a good man will do. If you do what the good man would do, then you shall live. But I come to tell you that if you do otherwise, for the Bible said that Ezekiel began to tell the same thing in a different manner. He began to say, your son that you had, he turned to be a wicked kind of guy. He was messing with other folks' wives. He was doing everything that was out of the will of God. He was acting like he didn't know who God really was. And I want to let you know that he is going to die. For all unrighteousness will bring you to death. Is there anybody in the house this morning that realize that when you do the wrong thing, that's when death will come your way? But you better trust the power of a mighty God. All of us have sinned and come short of God's glory. But is there anybody in the house this morning that realize that all God wants you to do is to repent and to call on the name of the Lord. Say, oh Lord, I'm sorry for the wrong that I've done. Thereby I would judge you, O house of Israel, that everyone according to his own ways. I'm going to judge you for what you have done. I'm not worried about what your daddy done. I'm not worried about what grandma done. But when you stand before the judgment seat of God, you're going to be there all by yourself. When I stand before God this morning, it's not going to be mama and them. It's not going to be Dr. Best. It's not going to be nobody in the church house. But it's going to be me and my God. I'm going to stand before the judgment seat of God. And I know that the Lord God want to hear that I've done the right thing. But I want to let somebody know that it's all been written in the book of life. And if you did anything that is wrong, the Lord God is going to hold you accountable. Everything that you've done out of the will of God, you're going to be held accountable. But how many of you know that all you got to do is open up your mouth, confess to the Lord our God, that, oh Lord, I'm sorry for the wrong that I've done in my life. Oh Lord, I'm sorry, because I know that one day your wrath is going to come. And I know when your wrath comes that the sky is going to be dark, the moon is going to lose its light, the rocks are going to begin to fall, the very mountains are going to move from one place to another. There'll be an earthquake on one side and there'll be rumbling on the other side. And every child of God, they'll be running trying to hide themselves. Can old rock fall on me? Old mountain fall down on me? I don't want to die in this judgment when the wrath of the Lord God comes. I just somebody ask somebody, who shall be able to stand? Will you be able to stand before the judgment seat of God? It doesn't matter where you come from. Everybody in the house this morning, you're going to have to stand right there before God, giving an account of everything that you've done. When you give an account of what you've done in your life, anybody want to hear him say, well done? I want to hear my God say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I heard the Lord God say that if I want to live, I got to walk right. If I want to live, I got to talk right. If I want to live, I got to treat my neighbor right. Is there anybody in the house that loves God with all of your heart? Anybody trying to go to heaven? Anybody want heaven to be their place where they spend eternity? You better let go of your evil way. Turn from your evil way. Let God be your God. Let the Lord God lead and direct your path. I don't know about you this morning, but I found out through the word of God that when I stand there with God, I'll be there all by myself. I won't be able to point the finger. I won't be able to say it was because of my daddy. It was because of my mama. But it's all because of me. You better ask somebody and don't get it twisted. That thing that you've done in your life, you're going to have to give an account of. But I'm glad this morning to know that I got God on my side. Is there anybody glad to know that God will do what nobody else can do? The Lord is right here this morning. He wants somebody this morning to say, I'm going to let go and I'm going to let God. You better stop sitting down on God. If you know that you want God to be pleased with your life, then you better do what you can while you can. I'm glad that the Lord God said that all we got to do is repent go back to the Lord our God. Tell God that we're sorry with a sincere heart. And then God will come with his finger of love, scoop us up in his arm, and say, my child, everything's going to be all right. Because I love you. I love you. I died for you so that you might have life. When you stand before God, you're going to have to give an account of everything that you've done. But all I come to tell you is that you're going to stand there by yourself. And I don't care who name you call. Lord going to say, I'm not worried about what Weezy done. I want to know what you did. I want to know, why didn't you do some of the things you knew that you were supposed to do? You see, some of us get so caught up into the wrongdoing that we forget that it's just as bad doing nothing. We must be about our Father's business. Every one of us are going to have to stand before God. And all I come to share with you today is that when you stand there, it's going to be you. Don't call my name. It's going to be you. I got enough to answer for myself. So we must work out our own soul salvation. Individuals can pray for you, but they can't believe for you. They can encourage you to pray, but they can't pray for you. You have to open up your own mouth. Hallelujah.